Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And at this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. And I just want to say, if you hear sounds in the background, I am doing this broadcast outside in a backyard. So let us go ahead on and have prayer at this time. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. And we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you right now with our hearts humbled, calling upon your holy name. Lord, we ask that you will stop by for just a little while and send a blessing, oh, God. We pray right now that you will search our hearts. Anything in our hearts that's not right, Lord, anything that you're not pleased with, we are asking you, oh, God, right now to just please forgive us, oh God, and take away our transgressions. Take away all of our sins in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we are calling on you to stop by here, Lord, while this broadcast is going forth over the airwaves. And for everyone who has tuned in on this afternoon, let a special blessing come upon them. Oh, God, let them be blessed in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will lay your hand upon us and touch, Lord Jesus. We are calling on you for strength today. We need you, Lord, to strengthen us where we're weak. Oh, God, build us up where we're torn down. And we're asking you to make us all over, my God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we call on you right now for healing, oh, Lord Jesus, for those who are sick in their bodies, sick in their minds and in their spirits. We know, God, that you have the power to make us ever with whole. And there's some of us carrying afflictions, illnesses, and diseases that we're not even aware of. But, Lord, you made us, and you know everything about us. And we are praying, oh, God, that you will heal us and make us ever with whole. Work on us, Lord Jesus. Work on our minds. Work on our hearts. Oh, blessed Savior, move upon us right now, Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for divine intervention. We are praying for guidance. Lord, we need you to lead and guide us. And, Lord, we need you to help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to lean and depend on you. Oh, my God, we are trusting in you, Lord Jesus, because you are the only help we know. There's no one else we can turn to, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are praying, Lord, that you will strengthen our faith. Oh, God, increase our faith on this day. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, take away all the doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away drawback, my God. Take anything away, Lord, that hinders us or gets in the way of us believing you in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Lord, that we can believe as the scripture says, that we can ask in faith and know that we have the petitions we've asked, oh God, of you, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you will stop by the hospitals on this afternoon and make your holy visitation, oh God. Go into the rooms of the patients who are laid up in the hospital. Walk up and down the corridors, oh God, and bless the help, Jesus, the professionals, Lord. Bless them and give them guidance on how to treat each patient. Oh, blessed Savior, we are praying, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere, Lord. Send deliverance, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's bound, Lord God, and they need deliverance today. Jesus, stop by, Lord, my God, and have mercy in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will visit those in the prison, that you will walk into every cell, oh, my God, and make your holy visitation. Those who don't know you, Lord, make yourself known unto them and let them know that of a surety, oh, God, that you have the power to save their souls. You have the power to deliver them and make them free, even though they are in that place, my God. They can be free in spirit to worship and to praise you. Oh, God, if they would only trust you and ask for forgiveness and ask to be saved. Oh, God, you can do all things. You can even touch the judge, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you can reverse the sentences and, oh, God, the chains, oh, God, you can remove them in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power to do everything. Nothing is too hard for thee, oh, God. Have mercy right now, Lord. And we are praying, God, for the backslider
asking you to remember the backslider, God, and help them to return unto you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask also that you will have mercy. You will remember those who have not, those, oh God, who are less fortunate today. We ask that you will provide for them whatsoever they are in need of, Lord, both shelter, food, clothing, whatever it may be. Lord, even salvation for their souls. In the name of Jesus, we also, Lord, are coming to you today to bless this broadcast. Oh, God, to send forth your word, Lord, to send forth your anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let your word have free course. Let everyone listening today be blessed through this broadcast. We believe it, oh, God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. Amen. We thank God for his touch. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say this, that this month is Youth Empowerment Month. And I began to reflect on last year how the Lord blessed during the Youth Empowerment Month. And it was such a great blessing. I felt led to go ahead and have it again this year. Praise the Lord. So everyone who knows a young person, everyone who encounters a young person, I want you to go ahead and reach out to them and give them some words of encouragement. You know, let them know that God loves them and that he cares for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let them know that they can do all things through Christ, which strengthens them. Amen. And for the benefit of those of you who are listening for the first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamine Show, and I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And also, I just want to take time to acknowledge our president of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Holy Temple is a branch of the Headquarters Church, and that is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And also just to acknowledge our late Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I'm just going to give you an opening script, and that is Psalm.
Second Chronicles?
Go ahead.
Second Chronicles, the first chapter and the first verse. God bless everyone. This DJ, amen. And it reads, "Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. And over in time past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest us and brought us in Israel. And the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is by Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said unto David, Thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is in the city of David. And David said, Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him." Thank God for the word. Second Chronicles, the first chapter, the first throughout the ninth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hamine Show. Just want to let you know that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763 or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School. And if anyone would like to listen to our previous broadcast, you can log on to the same website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to speak to us during this broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or if you have an encouraging word, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, feel free to call our guest line at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service. They have teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teamed up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And we are in our annual Founders Day, Christian Temple is. And this evening at 7 o'clock p.m., that service will be broadcasted on the number for Christian Temple. The number is 508-924-2348. Again, it's 508-924-2348. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I want to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the announcements coming through Evangelist Khadija and also the opening scripture that was read. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this day once again, and so happy that you took the time to tune in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we just want to let you know that on this afternoon, we do have a special treat for everyone. And again, I just want to bring to your mind that this month is dedicated to the Youth Empowerment Month. And we actually had some young people who were participating on the broadcast last year. It was truly a great blessing, and we definitely have a lineup for you on this afternoon, a beautiful lineup, and it's going to be a nice treat for all of you who are listening. And again, I just want to say to everyone who comes in contact with a youth anywhere, please reach out to them and encourage them. Reach out to them and empower them. So again, it was laid on my heart to do this last year, to empower the youth. So this is dedicated to Youth Empowerment Month. So going forward, if it's the Lord's will, we're going to have our Youth Empowerment Month. And again, all the youth are invited to participate. So if you know of a young person who want to read a scripture, who want to lead to prayer, who want to sing a song, who want to give some words of encouragement, please let them know that they can tune in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show this month. Our show airs, as was announced, every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And so now we're going to get ready to have a special treat. Are you ready for this? I met a singing group. I believe they started when they were in their youth. And the Lord has kept them together. The Lord has truly blessed them. And now we're going to invite them to give a selection or two or maybe three, however many. Praise the Lord. And just have them sing on the broadcast at this time. So at this time, I introduce to you Simon.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So,
glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Coming through sermon. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have some remarks, or rather some words of encouragement from Evangelist Maybelle. God bless you, Evangelist May. You're on the line.
Yes, praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoyed that. Thank the Lord. I'm glad to be back on the broadcast at this time. I thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far, the scripture reading. Oh, I enjoyed those old time songs. They sound so good. And I want to encourage the people of God, and especially the youth, to continue the work for the Lord. Do something for the Lord. Sing a song as was already sang, and read a scripture, whatever. I tell you, we had the children today in the house of worship, and I tell you, they were praising the Lord. They were like jumping beans. And they was just rejoicing, and I love that. And I want to encourage the people of God, and as I stated, the youth, to continue to praise the name of the Lord, because this is what the Lord wants. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to praise him, and he wants you to sing unto him. You know, back in the Bible days, they had all these instruments. David made all these instruments, and they began to praise God. They had praisers. They had dancers. They had singers. I tell you, they had a wonderful time. And that's the way we should be today. We should be able to praise God in the dance. Shout. Do something for the Lord. Pray. Whatever you can do. If you can read the scripture, whatever you can do for the Lord. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. So we encourage you on this day, and we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And thank you, Janice, I mean, for this space, and God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist May. We thank the Lord for the broadcast thus far. And at this part, I just want to leave some scriptures with you to think about. And, well, one scripture that is, and that's Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. And I'm going to read it from the King James Version Bible. It's for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And I read that scripture because I thought about children and how God loves the children. And it was a child that came and brought hope. And if I were to use any title, it would be A Divine Child is Born, and the theme would be The Birth of Hope. And that was Jesus who came to us as was promised and prophesied in the scriptures, how God sent him, and he was a special child. And even today, God is sending special children and leaders who are born every day to be a blessing to someone else. So this is why I feel that urge to encourage the youth everywhere, to encourage them to do as much as they can do for the Lord and have a relationship with God. And whatever your hands find to do in the house of the Lord, outside, to minister to someone who is in need, do that, because it's very important. And I do thank the Lord, and like we stated, I am outside and in a backyard having the broadcast on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And this is different, you know, but we don't know where God's going to have us at any time. And before we close out, I just want to offer a word of prayer, and let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We pray, God, for all the young people, O Lord Jesus, in a special way, asking you to bless them, O Lord, that please lay your hand upon them. We pray, God, that you will save them, that you will preserve their lives and preserve their souls. Lord, bind the enemy on every side. Destroy his evil works. O Lord God, we know you are able to raise up a nation that will obey, a nation that will humble themselves before you, oh God, and keep your commandments. in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those who are on the prayer list. We pray for all of those, oh God, who are crying out for prayer. Lord, we know you are able to do all things, and we pray for miracles, that you will work wonders, oh Lord, and we believe you. We are taking you at your word. We ask, God, that you will continue to bless, Lord, abundantly. Remember those on the prayer list. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. Comfort and console them. Give them what they need to get through this difficult time, Lord, by upholding them and keeping them together in the name of Jesus. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done. We ask, God, that you will have your eternal way in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask that you will give our youth the mind to participate in anything that has to do with you. Give them a mind, Lord, to turn away from the world and the ways of the world. Give them a mind to walk in a holy way, to walk upright and to take a stand for righteousness. Oh, God, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for the word of God. And I just ask you to continue to bear the word of God in mind, keep it in your heart, and think on that verse, how the Bible reads, "For unto us a child is born." It was his specific purpose to be born just to give us hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so after he was born, he was given, and God gave us his only begotten son. It says a son is given, and that's Jesus. And everything was upon him. Just imagine that, being born to have a special purpose and to carry the government upon your shoulder and to have a name like this, that only one worthy could have a name, to be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's just wonderful, and I thank God for sending us Jesus. At this time, we're going to have some remarks from Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this broadcast and for you even being outside, because the word of God goes out. The praises go out. And I thank the Lord for the word, for the prayer, especially the prayer, because prayer is needed. It's needed everywhere. And I tell you, so much going on. People are in so much need. They're in trouble. They're burdened down. They're in pain. So much is going on. Some trying to be saved. They don't know how to even get to the Lord, but prayer changes things. So I thank the Lord for the prayer, and I want to encourage you, Vince. I mean, continue with whichever way the Lord gives you to go. That's the way you go. It doesn't matter what I think or anyone else think. Whatever way he gives you to go, that's the way you go. So I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks. And now at this time, we're going to be favored with one more selection from sermon as we get ready to close out the broadcast. So at this time, again, we introduce sermon.
Amen. Amen. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. I'm so glad that the Lord has lifted me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. I land that the Lord has given me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Sign me up for the Christian you are me. Write my name on the road. I'm so glad that the Lord has lifted me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes.
Are you
going to be ready when Jesus comes?
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful selection, sermon closing us out. And so we look forward to you joining us again for the broadcast, our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.